Another day, another country, Danny, in Hungary. First impressions on the rink here?
It's not as nice as the one yesterday, is it?
No.
But it's a sheet of ice, and this is what we, certainly in our league, we play in arenas and we play in rinks, so it's no different to back home, really.
Talk us through last night. Obviously, from watching it, I was certainly very impressed. What were the thoughts of all the guys in the room?
I think we realised that we seem to have a pretty good team. I mean, I know it's very early to judge our team, but I think the one thing that Doug has recruited is guys that can adapt to game plans and react to his systems. And I think he's brought in players that are very that can adapt and, you know, are very smart players. And that's how we were able to adapt to the different style yesterday against that Slovakian team. And, you know, that bodes well for the rest of the season.
Just behind us right now, Dustin's on the ice having a skate. Obviously, he's not going to play these three games. I mean, there was only five of yesterday and a pretty tough inaugural start to the year.
Yeah, it was. And there was a couple of penalties in the first period. And, you know, I took one and Fats took one and Stefan took one. And then there was, you know, some dubious calls, I think you could say. So that didn't help. Obviously, when a defenseman gets a penalty, you've only got five, you're down to four. It's pretty tough. But we all dug deep, and we're all trying to get our fitness back right now. So there's no better way than getting your fitness back by going on the penalty kill the whole time.
Just take us inside the room. Your thoughts. It's very early. You've been together a week, but you've been in enough good dressing rooms and bad dressing rooms and to know the difference. What's your gut telling you about the group of lads we have here?
Well, again, just kind of going back to what I said about, you know, very coachable players, players that are very smart. And with Doug, you know that everything is going to be down to the final tee. He likes his details. So in order to get the best out of Doug as a coach, he has to have players that can respond to his systems. And we definitely have that. I think it's been much publicised that we have, you know, a very strong D. And I think in Gord Baldwin we have, you know, an exceptional defenceman that I think is going to do really well for us this year. It'll be great to have Kona back as well. And then, you know, if you look throughout our D, I think we're pretty solid. And, you know, our forwards aren't bad either. So, you know, we're looking pretty good.